let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss the latest travel news, trends, and travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanda.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Cuba, been in the travel news for quite a while now. It seems like there's a different story every week, with companies not flying there anymore, abandoning their leases, and the list gets longer and longer every day. So what have you heard from your colleagues and those in the travel agent world?
So right now, the biggest headline is that major Canadian airlines and vacation companies have suspended operations to Cuba indefinitely. Air Canada, Air Canada Vacations, Air Transit, WestJet Vacations, and Sunwing Vacations Groups have all announced cancellations or suspensions of flights and vacation packages to the island. And the primary reason behind these decisions is Cuba's ongoing aviation fuel shortage. And that's created operational challenges for airlines trying to maintain reliable service. So added to that is the continuing economic difficulties, their infrastructure issues, and then increasing international sanctions that are impacting the country's ability to provide consistent tourism services. So one thing worth noting is that this is not necessarily the end of Cuba as a destination for Canadians. Cuba remains one of Canada's most popular sun destinations, and has decades of strong tourism partnerships dedicated to the Canadian market. But industry observers view the current situation as an operational crisis rather than a permanent closure of tourism to the island. So, you know, since I've been in the industry, it's been long, you know, enjoyed for the beautiful white sand beaches, the lovely people that live there, the history. But it does come with, you know, lots of other things that you may not consider Cuba as your first choice for a sun destination.
Have you been?
I have been twice.
Okay, what did you think? I've never been. I've known people that have gone. And it seems to me like it's inconsistent. Like sometimes you go there and you'll get hot water and there'll be coffee available or beer, and sometimes it's not available. So it's inconsistency, not quite sure what you're going to get when you get there. Is that true?
Right. So when I went quite a few years ago. And at that point, the main concern was the food quality. The hotels were like 4 and 5 stars that we stayed at, beautiful resorts and facilities. But then the food has never been, you know, something that you would think that was of a higher quality or a foodie level. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in the later years with the rolling electric blackouts and various inconsistencies, as you say, I would always, you know, caution our travelers to just, you know, not have high expectations, in a sense that if you're traveling with kids, bring snacks with them, because what they're looking for to eat might not be available. So like peanut butter or different kind of food that your kids may be a little bit more picky about, we would tell them to bring. And then just like, you know, in the last year, it was like, you have to be very aware of all the situations that could happen at destination. And is it really a return for your vacation dollar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one person described it for me that a 5-star resort in Cuba is like a 3-star resort anywhere else.
Yes, yeah. But yes, absolutely. You do have to proceed with caution. But, you know, I do have to say visiting Cuba was still an opportunity to see, you know, the history of Cuba. It's had its fair share of turbulence with different leaders, different occupations. But, you know, what you see, like if you went into a place like Havana, you see those old American cars that are kind of fun to see, you know, Ernest Hemingway has a cafe there. So the history there is beautiful. The culture, the history of it with regards to, you know, just what they've gone through. And just even as a sun destination, the white sandy beaches, the clear blue water, it, you know, great for water activities. And so it does really have a history of being a popular destination for Canadians in the past. But, you know, currently, if you have a Cuba booking, you airlines and vacation providers are actively contacting affected travelers regarding refunds, credit, or alternate vacation options. Oh, so if you haven't heard from your travel advisor, airline, or tour operator, now would be a good time to reach out and discuss your options.
I would think.
Yeah, saying all that, Cuban tourism officials are emphasizing that the country remains open to international visitors. And that they're saying that they intend to honor existing reservations wherever possible and continuing to welcoming tourists. But of course, you know, that's the Cuban Tourist Authority. And they want people to come because they need the economy boost, right? Mm-hmm. But think big picture for you as a traveler. You're going away on vacation to enjoy and to relax. You don't need the stresses of if you can come home or what you can expect when you're at destinations. And it's also important to understand the realities currently facing travelers on the ground. So the Canadian government continues to advise travelers to exercise high degree of caution. And many travel experts are recommending postponing non-essential travel at this time. You're going to encounter, or you may encounter, shortages of fuel, electricity, water, food products, medication, and other basic necessities. And power outages have become more frequent in some areas. And so that affects the transportation services due to fuel availability. Another important consideration is banking and payment services. Mm-hmm. There have been disruptions affecting foreign transactions, including limitations on Visa and MasterCard usage in certain situations. So travelers who still plan to visit Cuba should still carry sufficient cash and verify current payment options before departure. I'm speaking to Canadian travelers. So for our American listeners, it's worth noting that the rules remain different. So while U.S. citizens can legally travel to Cuba under specific authorized categories such as educational activities, family visits, religious programs, or humanitarian projects, pure tourism remains prohibited under U.S. regulations. So keep that in mind as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you're talking about those considering going to Cuba. I think your decision is made up if Sunwing, WestJet, Air Canada, and Transat have all suspended operations. Not sure how you're going to get there. And then let's talk about the resorts, too, because you've got Iberostar, Blue Diamond, Melia, and there's probably some that I've forgotten to mention that they're pulling out. And the interesting thing about Cuba is they don't own the hotel properties themselves. They just lease it. And so it's easy for them, well, easier to walk away than it would be if they owned those properties outright.
Right. And, you know, I've never in my travel career seen that many pullouts of a destination. And it was just one right after the other when it all started to unroll into, you know, into the travel news. So, yes, it is. Yeah, like you say, your decision is made. If the airlines aren't going, if there's no hoteliers that will manage it exactly. for you, you know, you may want to consider alternative destinations. And we have lots. Oh, you know, sure. There's Mexico, there's the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Costa Rica, other Caribbean options that currently offer more stable flight schedules and tourism infrastructure. And always the best advice is to work closely with a trusted travel advisor, and they can and will monitor developments, you know, review cancellation policies and help you navigate alternative vacation plans if necessary. Mm-hmm. And The situation remains fluid, and we can continue to expect additional updates from airlines and tour operators, as well as the Cuban authorities in the coming weeks. So it's, I think the best thing, if you have future plans, stay informed, remain flexible, because that's the best approach right now. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely look at, you don't want this stress when you're going on holidays.
No.
You just want to know you're going.
There's enough stress as it is. We don't need to add to it.
Yes, absolutely. And it's certainly significant. So that's why, you know, professional travel planning matters. Mm-hmm. You know, having somebody to advocate for you is important.
True. And, you know, obviously there's politics involved in this, and we're not going to go down that route. But that is the reasoning behind many of especially the hotel operators pulling out, you know, the political decisions going on in the U.S. and things like that we don't need to dive into. Not our realm anyway. There's lots of that going on, and it remains to be seen what happens. But it's interesting that the Cuban officials talk about the resiliency of tourism, and that's that conundrum again. Not that you can go to Cuba, but if you could, would you? Because, you know, it's that you know, you're sitting on a beach enjoying a cocktail, and there's people there that are having trouble putting, you know, food on the table, right?
Absolutely, yes. So that's a very valid point. Like, there's a human factor, and that you have to consider, you know, what are you taking away from the people who actually live there?
Exactly. Interesting things to follow. We'll keep an eye on the going-ons in Cuba. It is a beautiful place, though. Not that I've been, but I've heard, you know, like you said, the beaches, the people are wonderful, and the history and culture is amazing. But we'll keep our eye on it. So Ananda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Ananda Forbes, and onandaforbes.com is her website. Always good to chat, Ananda. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.